Today is the last day of Hanukkah, which is customarily called Zeis Hanukkah. The words Zeis Hanukkah refer to the Torah reading that we read today on the eighth day, which is Zeis Chanukas HaMizbeach. It's explained that on this day, the last day of Hanukkah, shines the greatest amount of godliness of all the days of Hanukkah, and so great is the revelation that it's able to refine even the greatest depths of evil. As on any day of Hanukkah, the idea is to shine light within the darkness. On the eighth day, there is the most abundant amount of light to shine within the darkness. Of the Rebbe's directives of this day, one is to increase in Torah learning, and as well, one can complete on this day all matters that were missed regarding Hanukkah throughout the other 7 days. On the last day of Hanukkah, there's a relevant halacha regarding what to do with the leftover oil and wicks. So it's stated in Shulchan Aruch, in chapter 677, halacha 4, that the leftover oil of the eighth day of Hanukkah may not be used for any other purpose, and it is thus to be burnt on its own, meaning to make its own fire in order to burn it and consume it. Now, from the letter of the law, this applies only to the oil that was used for within the half hour, meaning if the candle extinguished early, before the half hour, then the leftover oil is oil of a mitzvah, because it was designated for the mitzvah of the half hour, and therefore it must be burned because it can't have hanal, can't be used for any other purpose. However, the oil that is left past the half hour, past nightfall, which is usually the case, when a candle has lit for its proper time, and one simply put in extra oil, then from the letter of the law, this oil is not considered designated from the mitzvah, because the mitzvah was already completed, and it doesn't have to be burnt. It goes without saying that the oil that's in the bottle that was used to fill the Hanukkah candles, certainly that does not have to be burnt, and it can be used for any purpose, and thus if one's using eating oil, he can use it for eating. If he wants to use it for Shabbos candles, he can use it for Shabbos candles. Nevertheless, there are opinions that are brought in Peskim that say that not only the oil designated for the first half hour is Kadesh, but all the oil that was used for the lighting in the jar is considered Kadesh. And therefore, the Mishabura suggests that one should initially, before Hanukkah, make a Tanai that the remaining oil past the half hour does not become designated for the mitzvah. Anyone, though, who hasn't done so should practically burn all the remaining oil that remains in the jar, meaning in the Hanukkah candles and the glasses used. So they should gather them together today and try to burn them out in order so one can fulfill this halacha of not coming to use them for any other purpose. Nevertheless, even according to this opinion, it is not necessary at all to burn the oil left over in the bottle. And that oil is certainly not designated for the mitzvah and can be used for any purpose, as we said before. This halacha likewise applies to the wicks. All the Hanukkah wicks, all the wicks that were used throughout the 8 days, whether one used the same one each night or whether one switched the wicks, they are to be burnt together with the oil or separately from the oil, but they are also to be burnt, just like is the law regarding the oil, so is recorded in the Kafachayim. With regards to the oil of the other days, meaning if someone had leftover oil on the first day or second day, the reason why this is not brought in the Shulchan Aruch that it's needed to be burnt is because one could simply just reuse it for the next night. However, obviously in the event that one spilled out the oils and saved them from the other nights and didn't reuse them, then that oil too would have to be consumed, even if they were past a half hour, according to the stringency that we mentioned.